Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Femi and I will roll through the rest of the first round of the college football playoff. Tulane and Ole Miss, James Madison, Oregon, Miami, and Texas A&M in College Station. Our thoughts on all those first-round sides and totals, and who we think is going to win the national championship in college football, our initial thoughts on how the bracket will play out, and if time allows, perhaps it will, perhaps it won't, maybe even a look or two, a look-see or two, at Week 15 in the National Football League, because we got some interesting point spreads for next week in the NFL. And if we don't get to it today, because we normally do that on Mondays, obviously, more college football on the show today following the playoff reveal. So if you're looking for that, because we do that usually every Monday, looking ahead in the NFL, we will do that tomorrow in full detail if we don't get to it today on You Better You Bet. 40 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Eagles and the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Current side and total market in that game, and it's a massive game for the playoff pictures in both conferences. As Philadelphia looks to keep the Dallas Cowboys at bay, and obviously it feels like it was so long ago, right? That Dallas lost to Detroit last Thursday night. I was off on Friday. It's not a great result for me. Now, I'm not blaming anybody, and this is not the setup to a joke, although it is funny. I'm not blaming anybody, but you know, I loved Dallas. Femi loved Dallas. Jay Croucher comes on the show. He loves Dallas. Rob Pizzola comes on the show. He loves Dallas. I respect Femi. I respect Jay. I respect Rob. And they're confirming my priors. They're confirming the things that I liked in the game. And I ended up betting more on the Dallas Cowboys with each passing moment, and it didn't go great. Now, I had a banger of an NFL Sunday, and I don't always do. I'm telling you, like, Dallas was my biggest bet, and it lost. It was terrible. It felt like I was trying to bail the Titanic out with cereal bowls over the weekend. So that was no good for me. With the Cowboys losing, bet responsibly, please. I can joke about it because I bet responsibly, as the Cowboys lost to the Detroit Lions. But the Cowboys are still in the division race. It keeps stepping on rakes, and the offense can't get out of its way. With a win tonight, the Eagles will obviously feel really good about the division, right? They'll be at 9 wins. Dallas is at 6-6-1. So a lot on the line for Philly, and they're trying to get the offense right. Can Jalen Hurts connect with Devontae Smith? Can he connect with A.J. Brown? Can the offensive line open up holes in the run game for Saquon Barkley? Can the defense not get trampled on the ground tonight by Omarion Hampton and Kamani Vidal the way it did against DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai back on Black Friday? So a lot on the line here for the Philadelphia Eagles and for the L.A. Chargers. I know people are probably just like, really, Nick, you're still doing this with the Chiefs? I get it. I understand. But you're deluding yourself. Like, maybe the Chiefs don't make it, right? And they're a favorite to not make it, right? You're deluding yourself if you think right now that the Chargers are not looking in the rearview mirror a little bit. They know that they're going to Arrowhead this Sunday. They know that. They know that their schedule's tough down the stretch here. They know that the playoffs are not secure. They know that. And they also know that their starting quarterback has a fractured left hand, surgically repaired 7 days ago. And by all accounts, Herbert's going to play tonight. He's listed in the prop markets. There's no indication that he'll miss. The betting market tells you he's not going to miss. But Herbert's not 100% healthy. So fascinating game tonight with playoff implications in both conferences. And candidly, no one wants to hear this, but I'll frame it like this. Let's say that you, the person listening, you, the person watching, let's say that you have some money on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, or at least make it, or the Bills, or the Denver Broncos, all reasonable positions to have, right? Do you want to see the Chiefs in the playoffs? No, right? You don't want that. You should be rooting for the Chargers tonight. Big time. And I'm not going to give up on the Eagles yet in the NFC, but I'll admit, like, it looks really tenuous at this point right now. Can the Eagles snap out of it a little bit here tonight? Because if the Eagles put on a good performance and win this game in an impressive fashion, you know that tomorrow it's not just going to be us here on You Better You Bet. That people are going to be back in on the Eagles, the reigning defending Super Bowl champions. Things can change in a heartbeat in the NFL. Just think about the Minnesota Vikings, for example, right? Shut out last week on the road in Seattle, turn around and shut out the Washington Commanders yesterday. Things can change very quickly. Going to be a really, really fun game tonight. We'll save the thoughts on who's going to win. We'll save the thoughts on whether the game goes over or under. I've got a yardage prop that I absolutely love, and I got an anytime touchdown bet that I love. We'll give you all the bets for tonight at the end of the show. Current betting market right now at BetMGM sees the Eagles as a 2.5-point road favorite, total 41.5. And, you know, like I said, despite the fact that the Eagles are the road team here, there will be more Eagles fans in attendance at this game than there will, because there are no Chargers fans. It's basically like Jeff Feinberg. Like, that's it. And then, like, the family members of the players. And Madison Beers. Madison Beer? Singular or plural? Singular.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She's not ugly. So all the bets for the Eagles and the Chargers are coming up at the end of this hour. Couple more NFL topics here. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, you on the BetMGM Network. We'll get back to college football next segment, the rest of the first round games, but a couple other NFL topics that we have to hit. And I guess we should start with the Steelers and the Ravens. As Pittsburgh goes into Baltimore and beats Lamar Jackson and company 27-22, and now in sole possession of first place in the AFC North. And I think that my personal journey with this game was an interesting one last week where you would come on the show early in the week and I'm like in Baltimore, at least to win. I never said I wanted to lay the points with the Ravens, but I thought the Ravens would win. And then Lamar doesn't practice on Thursday. And we talked about it on the show at the time. And I'm off on Friday, but you know, I have two shows on Sunday. And I said on both shows yesterday on WFAN and then the national show with myself and Sam, you're going to bet this game? I don't know how you don't bet the Steelers because Lamar's not healthy. It was the basis of the Bengals bet on Thanksgiving. Like, Lamar's not healthy. How are you laying points with that many points with Baltimore? And it came to roost again because the Ravens lost again. Now, there was horrendous officiating in this game that absolutely benefited the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there's like a bogus roughing call on a field goal attempt for Pittsburgh, and then they score a touchdown. That's a four-point play, which really stunk. But the Isaiah Likely touchdown that got overturned. This is like Dez caught it levels of ridiculousness. Like three steps, basically, extending the ball in the rule book. It says that's a football motion. And like, I don't care at all. I'm happy the Steelers won. I bet the Steelers to make the playoffs before the season. I bet the Steelers to win the AFC North, like when the bleep started to hit the fan for Baltimore. I win money if Pittsburgh wins the division. But we can be honest, right? It's a bogus call. It's a horrible call. Despite that, though, the Ravens are showing you week in and week out that they are not a serious organization. And I'm really, really over the John Harbaugh-led Baltimore Ravens. I'm over it. And Lamar's not healthy, and you can see it on some of these runs. Even on the touchdown run that he had, he doesn't move the same way. And it's not like he's Aaron Rodgers and he's 40-plus years old. He's hurt. I don't know how you have any faith in this team, unless like Lamar all of a sudden gets healthy, and then they're the best team in the division because Lamar is the best quarterback. I guess Burrow's better, but you know what I'm saying. The Ravens are better, and they're up on Cincinnati in the standings. I don't know how you can trust Baltimore right now. And the biggest sin committed by the Ravens in this game was not necessarily what they did on offense. It's the fact that Aaron Rodgers, who's currently in the midst of doing the J-O-B to Father Time, like his like shoulders down, looking up at the lights, 1, 2, 3. The fact that the Steelers can't complete a pass down the field to save their lives nuked the Ravens down the field in this game. Here's a stat for everybody, and I want you to think about things in these terms. If I told you before the game, the Steelers would rush for 34 yards, what would you have wanted to bet? They ran for 34 yards, the Steelers did, and they won. Pathetic. I didn't bet the Ravens. I had no money on Baltimore. Pathetic by the Baltimore Ravens. and we might get another opportunity for another Mike Tomlin wild card weekend disaster class with the way this is looming right now. And we'll see who the opponent ends up being, if the Steelers even get in. I'm not convinced they will. That division, we had such high hopes for before the season, total train wreck. Most fascinating team right now in the division is the team that's actually in last. And that is the Cleveland Browns, who somehow lose yesterday to Cam. And just, I want to hand up here. We should have been all over the over in this game. All over it. There was no wind in the forecast. The total was 33.5. That's where, like, we need to do better and, like, bet the over in the game. And obviously, it's easy to say in hindsight because 60 points are scored. But, I mean, no wins. I know that both offenses aren't great. And it's like, oh, well, it could be 17-13. Okay. 33.5 with no wind. It should be an auto bet on the over. Like, I think I blew that. I'm being honest with everybody. I should have bet the over. So the Browns lose. Shedeur Sanders was excellent in the game. And just think back, something I was very right about during the offseason. And I'm going to tell you where I was wrong in a second about Shedeur. But we came on the air after the NFL draft, where Mel Kiper Jr. embarrassed himself for 3 days, like crying on the air basically that Shedeur went in the 5th round. And I said, this is the best possible spot for Shedeur Sanders. And that if there were a betting market, and you could bet who will start the most games for the Browns this season, I would bet on Shedeur Sanders. You can go back and find it. I said it on the air, and I repeated it many times over the course of the offseason. So where we stand right now, Dylan Gabriel has started 6 games for the Browns. Joe Flacco started 4. Kevin Stefanski named today Shedeur Sanders the starter for the remainder of the season. If Shedeur stays healthy and starts the rest of the games, Shedeur will start 7. And will start the most games for the Browns this season. I told you this was the best landing spot for Shedeur. And he was fantastic in the game. 23 of 42, 364 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. I was talking to some of my buddies in the NFL media, and I was saying, like, Shedeur was really good. And a couple of them said back to me, like dismissively almost, and they have no cross to bear here. They have this no Shedeur bias. It's just having, like, football conversations. Like, look, yeah, they're playing the Titans. Who cares? I think if you throw for 364 yards in an NFL game, like, you can't be bad. I don't care who the competition is. Like, Shedeur Sanders is good. Now, is he good enough to be a guy you hand the keys to the franchise over where he starts 17 games next year? I think the Saints might be there with Tyler Shuck. I don't know if we're there yet with Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns. But at the very least, he's shown you that he is a high upside backup quarterback, a bridge maybe to another quarterback. He's at least going to be in contention to play next season if he finishes this year the way that he started. He's been really good. And it's more than that. The way he's handled himself in these interviews, and you know the play that I'm going to reference here, after Shedeur ties the game with a touchdown pass to Harold Fannin, who is awesome, the rookie tight end, they pull within 2. And Stefanski, on the 2-point conversion, pulls Shedeur off the field. They run some asinine wildcat play with Quinshon Judkins, where they lose like 17 yards on the play. Shedeur is not even on the field. Shedeur gets asked about it post-game and gives the most diplomatic answer you will ever hear. I don't know, like, what's changed with this young man. If, like, Dion sat him down and was like, hey, like, you got to really adjust the way you're dealing with the media here. I've criticized him in the past. He gets an A++ for the way he's handled himself. Whether he's been humbled or whether someone's gotten to him, like, it doesn't even matter to me. He's handling things the right way. Kevin Stefanski embarrassed himself with that play. And it really was, and I don't want to feed into, and I don't think he's sabotaging Shedeur. Like, maybe they're trying to lose intentionally. I don't think that has anything to do with Shedeur. It's one of the worst calls of the season. It is. It's actually unforgivable to do that to the young quarterback. It really is. And this is the kind of thing that adds fuel to the fire of people that think that they're out to get Shedeur. When you don't let him give him the opportunity to tie the game. Oh, that was pathetic from Kevin Stefanski, and he deserves all the criticism that's coming his way. I was wrong about Shedeur. He's been good, and he's handled himself very well. I didn't expect that this year for the Cleveland Browns. Coming up next, Femi and I will give you the rest of our bets coming up for round 1 in the college football playoff and our early picks to win the Natty.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.